Today's Amud is Yud, Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom on Yud Amud Aleph. Picking it up now, V'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Amud Beis, Minayin, how do we know? What's the source? Shloyomo Adam, person who say, Lahashem Ola, Tashem will be this korban Ola, Lahashem Mincha, Tashem will be this korban as a Mincha, Lahashem Toda, Tashem will be this korban Toda, Lahashem Shlomim. How do I know all these things? You shouldn't say Lahashem and then the name of the korban. Tamaloimer, korban Lahashem. First it says a korban, so you have to say the korban and then Hashem's name, because if you said Hashem's name first, maybe between those two words, you're going to change your mind. And what comes out, you're not going to complete your sentence. And it'll come out, and we don't want that. So therefore, that's why we don't say LaHashem in the name of the Korban. We say the Korban, and then we say Hashem. Based on pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. When it says Kal V'Chomer. What? Umazesh l'nischavin el hazkir shem shemayim al ha-korban. And in this case, we're the only... The intention the person had at this point was they were going to say Hashem's name because they wanted to bring a korban, and nevertheless, Omra Torah, korban LaHashem, you had the right intentions, but you can't use Hashem's name first. First, you have to say the korban, because then again, even if you change your mind, you haven't yet said Hashem's name. Levatola al achas kam v'kama. But if a person's going to say Hashem's name in vain, so how much more so has he committed a very severe transgression? So now the Gemara, picking up from the Machlokes yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Reish Lakish. Again, yesterday we saw that Rabbi Yochanan held that Kinuyim are Eloshen Umos, Hain, they're just non-Jewish languages, and then Reish Lakish held that no, this is Eloshen Shabodu Lehem Chachamim, that a special language that the Chazal created in order to use for these Nadarim. So let's say this now, that Machloik is between the Amoroyim, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Lehemi Kitanoi. Maybe it's really the same as the Machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yoimrim Kinuye Kinuyim Asurim. So now the Gemara gets into a new thing about a substitute for a substitute. So what's the deal? What's the halacha? If you would use a substitute for a substitute, we'll see the Gemara is going to give examples of what these phrases would be. So according to the Beis Shammai, that's Osir. Beis Hillel Amrim, Kinuyi, Kinuyi, Mutarim. If you used a substitute for a substitute, now is your Lashon as a Neder, so it doesn't take effect at all, and it's Mutar for you. The Rambam paskins in the Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, Keshem she'oyser atzmo bikinuyin, just like you can make something awesome yourself through using only substitute terms, kach im hikdish bikinuyim harehein hektish. If you were to makdish something and make it properly based in Migdish, that would count. Vikinuye kinuyin, but a substitute for a substitute, mutarin. That's mutar. Doesn't create any isser on it whatsoever. Bein benidre isser, bein benidre hektish. That's a throwback to the very first Ran in the Masechta, which talks about the different categories of prohibitions. So it doesn't matter. If you use kinuye kinuyim, a substitute for a substitute, the Rambam says that it is ineffective. Therefore, it's mutar. So my love, aren't we talking about over here in this case, Manda Omer Kinui Kinuim Asurin, the one who holds that when you use a kinui of a kinui, that makes it also Kasavra Kinuim Lashon Umosein. That would be like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that the using these languages that the Goyim do. Ulamanda Omer Mutarim, but the one who holds that it's Mutar, which was Beis Hillel, that would be like the opinion of Reish Lakish, Kasavra Lashon Bodu Lehem Chachamim, that they're the ones that they assume the kinuim are the things that the Chachamim made up, and therefore if you're using a substitute that, so the Chachamim never said that that's an acceptable way to make a neder, and so therefore it wouldn't be chal, it wouldn't take place. It says, lo, that's not necessarily muchrach, you're not forced to say that this machlokas one is contingent upon the other. Maybe you can say like this, the kuliyama kinuim lashon umosein. Really, everybody holds that the kinuim are the lashon umosein. That was the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Shammai Sovri, the Beis Shammai holds, Behane Nami Mishtoi Umos. But the Goyim also use these types of Lashonos. Beis Hillel Sovri, the Beis Hillel says, Behane Lo Mishtoi Umos. That the Umos Ha'olam do not necessarily use these types of Lashonos. So it sounds like that the Machlokes they want to say is a Machlokes and Metzias. But we don't like that. And we're hearing from Ray Willard quote from Ravaron Soloveitchik. Zatzal, that whenever you have a machloikis, what seems to be a machloikis and metzias, we say no. We really want to convert that into the metzias is no, there's no argument. But rather, we have to figure out, are we choshesh for the miut or not within this metzias or not? So the Ran says on the top of Yud Amud Beis,
Klomar dafilu mishtoi hachi, lisni me ikar loshen. There are some that do use this. Lav lishnehu. Zalmi loshen. V'kaim along Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Da'om loshen umosein. And also brings v'kaim along. Namin de kinune kinune mutarim. And that was the same pesach we just saw from the Rambam. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'bai seima. Beishamei sovri gazrina and kinui kinui mishum kinuim. Another way you could say the beishamei. Beishamei holds that we are goizer these substitutes because of an actual the kinui kinuim because of the regular kinuim, right? The, you know, despite the fact that you know this isn't really a normal way of talking, right? We're concerned that if we're going to be lenient on these, then you'd be lenient with the real kinuim. Beis Hillel, sorry, no, lo gazrina and kinui kinuim mishum kinuim. We're not worried about these substitutes for substitutes that are going to come to be lenient and use an actual kinui itself. So the Gemara says, well, what exactly are, we've been talking about these expressions of kinui kinuim, what are some practical examples? Satan Rav Yosef. Mikanamna, that's one phrase. Mikanachma, na. Mikanasna. These are all, they're verb forms of konam, konach, and konas, respectively, like it was mentioned in the Mishnah. Hechidami kinuyi kinuyim de cherim. So what are these substitutes for substitutes when we talk about cherim? The cherim are the things that... you're dedicating property to the Beis HaMikdash. Satani Mafsho'o, that's his name. It's a chacham called Mafsho'o. Charakim, Charakim, Charafim. Okay, these are all like plurals. Kinui Kinuim Nazirus, what are examples of these? Satani Rabbi Yosef, Mechazakna, Menazachna, Mifichna. Okay, a little bit of tongue twister. Iboy Luhu, they asked the following question. What would be the din if one would say the following word? Mifchazna, my. So, well, there's different ways of understanding it. So, mifchazna, my. Misazna, my. What these types of phrases. So, amale ravina lravashi, kinma, my. What if you use the word kinna? Is it konam, ka'omer? Is he really just saying this is like a konam? Therefore, in that case, the netter would be good. Although, maybe that's not. Kinmam besem, ka'omer. He's saying it's like sweet cinnamon. Right? That's what kinmam besem is. And therefore, he has no intention whatsoever to take a netter when he uses this phrase. So, Amul Ravacha Bered Ravchiel Ravashi Kina Mai. What's the din of a person would use the phrase Kina? So, what are the two ways of looking at that? Kina Shatarnagolim Kalmar. He's talking Kina can be like a chicken coop. That's also called a Kina. So, maybe that's what he meant. And that's not a netter at all. Odilma Lashon De Konam. Maybe it's a. No, it's a way he's expressing the idea of a Konam. And the Gemara says, Tiboy. So Tiboy in the Darm is very similar to like a Teku, another Masechta. It means it's unresolved. We don't know. The issue stands unresolved. Then the Gemara says, Kinuyi kinuim de Shavua hechidomi. What's the example of these for a Shavua? Shavuel, Shavusiel, Shikukoel. These are all types of phrases. Shavuel. So Shavua ben Gershom mashma. Maybe when he says the Shavuel, he means that's the name of a person. Like you have a Divrei Hayomin. Ela shvuvoil, shvusiel, shikukoil mahu. What are the din if he would use these? You know, this is the list that you should use. So mahu, so Omer Shmuel. He says Omer ashifta. If a person would say the word ashifta, lo Omer klum. Doesn't say anything. Aye, there's some similarity. Sounds a bit like shavua. Nothing doing. Ashkika. He says the lashon of ashkika, lo Omer klum. He didn't say anything of any significance. Karinsha, Lomer Klum. Final one says Karinsha. It's similar to Konam, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean anything. Nodar b'mohi hare elu kinuyim. So then the Mishnah said that if you use the word shavuta, shkuka, you took a netter with this term mohi, then these are like kinuyim, right, for a shavua. Tanya, Rabbi Shem ben Gamliel Omer, it's unclear whether he's arguing or he's clarifying. Ha Omer b'mohi. If a person says he's taking a shua using this word b'mohi, lo Omer klum. He didn't say anything. B'momosa, the Omer mohi. He says like by an oath, right? B'momosa, by an oath, right? The mohi said, Hare elu kinue l'shavua. Those are in fact going to be a valid form for a shavua. So, that brings us to the next Mishnah. Since Yud Aleph and Aleph is rather short, maybe we'll stop here and we'll do tomorrow. We'll do both the Mishnah and the Gemara, picking up on the bottom of Yud, carrying over to Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph.